This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Here on the Monday magazine, there's no charge, and we'll even throw in an edition of Stage Door with Graham from What's on White. How's that for a link, Graham?
That's very good.
Yeah, it's quite smooth, that, wasn't it?
Very smooth.
By my standards.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Do you think I should do that one again? No. Graham, I should say to everybody who's listening eagerly to the Monday magazine that Graham, unusually for him, has got a bit of a cob on about something. You've got something to have a rant about, haven't you, Graham?
Oh, yeah.
Tickets.
Oh,
is it
God.
Tickets? Resellers?
Tickets.
Go on.
Concert.
Get it off your chest.
Well, when you go into a concert, I think this is mainly for kind of like mainland concerts and theatres. Yeah. They all go through the big ticket agents now instead of having something that's in-house. Doesn't really affect us over here because the theatres and the cinemas and stuff, they all do it in-house and, it's fine, you know who you are. But it's actually my son that was a bit perturbed. He's into his music, wanted to go and see a band over in the Guildhall in Southampton, and so he got on the band's website, who said, yeah, tickets are £28.80, you know, here's the link, go off and buy your tickets. And so the main ticketing agent had sold out, so he then had to start looking for some alternatives. And then he found them for £47.80 from what they call reseller agents, so like Viagogo and other ticket agents.
So an extra £20 straight away.
So yeah, it's almost like doubled. And and he's kind of thinking, wow, you know, God, this is a rip off, isn't it? And and I said, well, you know, if you want to, he's going with his mates, and if you want to go and see the band, then that's what you're gonna have to do. You have to be prepared to put up with this sort of stuff. And but by the time he'd gone through the checkout, this ticket, which started out at £28.80, is now costing him £73.80.
Wow.
By the time they've added on all the little bits and pieces and the booking fee and all that sort of stuff, and, £73.80. And he's like, blimey, this is like three times the price.
Yeah.
Almost.
And times the price. Do you know what the justification is for them charging that much? Is there a justification?
I don't think there is. It's been highlighted on TV programmes before that, these resale agents go and buy all the tickets from the main agent, you know, and then resell them at inflated prices. And, it's kind of, what can you do about it? It's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? Because if you want to go and see that band, then you're going to have to pay the prices. But morally and ethically, you should be going, no, okay, somebody's got to take a stand. If we don't go and buy the tickets, then these people will be left with all the tickets and will have paid all that money.
So the resale agents, are they, do you think they're in cahoots with the promoters of the event as well? So that there's a little bit of a deal going on there. I'll let you have like 200 of these tickets at this price, but when you sell them, you've got to give me X amount back or something, or do they just go in and buy them straight off?
No, I'd like to think that the main agents, the ones that are in charge, directly in charge of selling the tickets, wouldn't let that thing happen. But of course, it's business, isn't it?
Yeah.
The more tickets they sell, they don't care who's buying them, I imagine. So, you know, they're gratefully receiving no cut.
Yeah.
And, it's down to the members of the public to kind of, tell the people they're not going to buy them, or they're not going to buy them at those kind of prices, you know?
Yeah.
So
I wonder if, I suppose that's true. So if I was putting a show on of any kind and somebody came up to me and said, oh, I'll take 100 of those tickets off your hand straight away, like the minute you've put it on the market, you'd be mad to say no, wouldn't you?
Yeah, in that respect, when you put it like that, yes, yeah. You would. And, you know, but what's the last thing you want, you know, as a promoter,
yeah.
is to see hundreds of empty seats, you know, or a three-quarter full venue thinking that you've sold out. But at the end of the day, if you're the promoter and you've got your wedge already, does it really matter? Are you that bothered?
Do you know if it happens in any other sector? I suppose it does in London West End theatres to an extent. Yeah. But, I mean, I booked... what did I book recently? 42nd Street is coming up at Theatre Royal, Drury Lane.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I spotted it. There's got previews or something coming up in March. But I was able to book that straight through to the theatre,
mm-hmm.
no intermediary. But I suppose if I left it late, I would probably have to pay a premium to get a ticket.
Yeah.
So in one sense, that might be just about fair enough if you're late to book. But was your son late? Did he?
No, this gig is in May next year.
Oh, wow. That far ahead.
But it's, you know, the site, or this particular site that we ended up buying them through, which, you know, was not dearer than everybody, but than all the other ticket resellers. Just kind of was the one that I felt the most comfortable handing over the money to.
Yeah.
You know, they...
crikey.
It's kind of... I think with music fans, bear the brunt of it.
Yeah.
Because concerts are, or big concerts now, they're all at big venues, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, and you do hear of people, you know, selling out the O2 in London in like minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's that superstar status that bands have got that drives people to go and watch them. You don't get those theatre tours like they used to do in the old days, you know. And
Adele announced that she was doing two Wembley concerts, didn't she, next July. I bet they're sold out, aren't they?
Probably, yeah.
Wembley.
And I bet you could find, but I bet they're sold out through the normal ticket agent, but I reckon you could find hundreds of tickets at inflated prices through other, you know, these proper companies, not just on eBay, but you know, through these proper resale agent companies. And you know, they're gonna kill their own market.
Yeah, I know. But the good news is Rod Stewart's coming to the Isle of Wight Festival next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, will you be there?
Not a big fan of his. I think he's a musician. He's great and he's still the test of time. But you know, it's the kind of thing that I used to go and buy my mum for her birthday. Is Rod Stewart's latest
scathing. So it's like a toss up between Engelbert Humperdinck and Rod Stewart, would it be? Yeah.
I'd probably go for Engelbert, actually.
Yeah, it's a thankless task, isn't it, choosing an act, because whatever you do, not everybody's going to like it. So that's the way of the world, isn't it?
But that's what it is at festivals, you know. That's that's part and parcel of it.
Yeah.
You're not going to like everybody, but it's the experience you're going for. It's the non-stop music, it's the extras that go on you know, around the festival perimeter itself, and that's what you're going for, not just to, you know, if you're going to pay 200 quid to see one band, you know, it must be mental.
Yeah, all right. Well, on that happy note, Graham. It's the stage door slot with Graham Craig from What's On White. So, Graham, tell us what's on white.
Right, okay. Well, this week there's a couple of good films to look out for. Ventnor Film Society are showing Sweet Bean. It's a PG, and it's an emotional Japanese film about a guy who cooks in a street food van, just about scrapes a living, and one day he meets an old lady who comes up. She's looking for some work, offers him a taste of some sweet bean paste that sparks the start of a blossoming friendship, or so you think. I mean, maybe she's there to show him a path in life, you never know. But that's on this Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday 30th. Please do book in advance for that, because if they don't get enough bookings, they will just cancel one of the nights. So, you know, if it's something that appeals, the trailer is on our site, but have a look at it. It's but it is a great film. I think they're doing that Wednesday night. And Branner Theatre Live encores The Entertainer on Sunday the 4th. Do you know, it's nearly December, isn't it?
I know, this weekend.
This weekend is...
Well, it's come on, Graham, it's the 28th of November, so we can work it out between us, can't we? When is it, December?
Thursday.
Is it?
Yes.
Let me just check that. You carry on talking.
I know it's Thursday because all my cinema ends on Thursday, so that's when I do my cinema for the Isle of Wight. Encore is means it's been shown once before as a special screening event, and the encore is like the second viewing. But still, if you missed the first one or you enjoyed the first one, even go and see it again. All our movies on What's on White have the cinema, the trailers, and all the showtimes, and we update the listings for the forthcoming week on Thursdays in the theatre. The Wizard of Oz by the Island Savoyards is on from Thursday through to Sunday this week over at Shanklin. And get ready for some panto, because they're going to start coming thick and fast now as we get into December. Yep. From the 1st. Beauty and the Beast kicks off this week at Trinity Theatre Friday, Saturday, and the following week, Friday, Saturday and Sunday next week too. And they've got some matinees for the afternoons. Next year, you want to, for theatre, you want to look out. We've got some big names coming. Derek Acora, he got in touch with me. He's coming.
Oh, yeah. Through. Big mate of yours.
Absolutely, yeah. Because he's from my part of the world, you see.
Yeah, you know all of them, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Him, yeah. And him.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah, big pal
Engelbert.
Of mine, but I can't come on, I can't come on the festival gig. Peter Alice, if you're a golfer.
Oh,
Yeah. He's got a show on next year at Medina Theatre, I think it is.
I bet that's a laid-back show, isn't it? Because he talks very sort of laid-back when he's commentating, isn't he?
He's got a beautiful voice.
He has, hasn't he?
And I always admire those commentators for golf and cricket, because there's an awful lot of time where nothing actually happens and they have to fill it.
I know.
And they do it beautifully. I could listen to Peter Alice's voice all day. He's just, and he must have some stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
From all his years in TV and showbiz and, you know, with the golfing pros and stuff.
So when's he on?
He's on next year. I just put these as kind of like, okay, these are on next year. But it's on our site, so if you go searching for him, that'll be fine. John Suchet is over, and Danny Baker.
I'm a celebrity.
From the jungle last night.
I think he wanted to, don't you? I sometimes think
he's got to talk him out, to get out.
They must have some sort of agreement, mustn't they? I'll come and do your show, but please let me out first.
But do you know what was funny? He was on, sorry to digress for a moment, but he was on the This Morning TV programme, and he said, it doesn't matter that I'm first out. He said, in fact, I think I'm glad I'm first out, because I still get paid the same amount of money, but now I've got to spend the rest of the couple of weeks in five-star luxury.
I know.
And I thought, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, you want to be the first one out then. Why put up with all that?
Yeah, yeah. Have your breakfast in peace, can't you, with all the others?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they're all due to come over to the island next year. Times, dates, and ticketing information is on our site. Live music this week, Talon. Play the Best of the Eagles as Eagles tribute band. They're at Medina Theatre. Nick Page plays the tunes of legendary jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker at Key Arts on Sunday. Also at Sunday at Key Arts, they have some Sunday morning recitals and some chill out DJ sets through the day. So lots going on over there. And next Monday, so you've got it in time.
Yeah.
Next Monday evening, Jazz Jam with a local lineup of jazz musicians and tunes. It's free, and it's from 7 o'clock, and that's also down at Key Arts. Coming up next year, there's another host of big names in the music business: Elkie Brooks, Barbara Dixon. Midge is coming on tour next.
Good grief.
He's got a tour out next year, so he's doing a show at the Island. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
No.
Now he's still got the hair as well. You know that massive.
Has he?
Yeah.
He can't be his own, can it? I mean, I don't want to be personal if he's listening, but you can probably buy Gilbert O'Sullivan wigs, can't you?
At the show, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Shall we get a couple?
Yes.
Yeah. Front row seats. You and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With our wigs, when I need you. And the BBC Big Band are over next year as well.
Okay.
We're always at an event, so you know, keep checking the website, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus for the latest updates. There's plenty of Christmas fairs and Santa visits going on now. It's coming into December. This weekend there's a Christmas craft event for kids at Hobbs Tea Shop in Ryde. Ryde Connection Christmas Fair at Ryde School, that's on Saturday. The Prince and Princesses Society Christmas Fair on Sunday at the Cowes Club at Gurnard, formerly Gurnard Pines. They've got magicians, they've got singing fairies. My auto correction, auto correct is bane of my life. I've changed it to singing fairies. Singing fairies, Irish dancing, carol concerts, and a Christmas carol retold by a certain Charles Dickens.
Really?
Yeah.
Charles Dickens going?
Charles Dickens is coming back.
Oh, I'm going
one.
To that.
Yeah. So, plus the usual Christmas grotto and Christmas food and drink to keep you going as well. And finally, Christmas music bonanza in support of the RSPCA. They've got a little mini evening festival going on. It's got Midlife Crisis. I've had a few of those. the ukulele players, the Spirit of the Drum, Blues Anonymous, and a DJ set to finish off. That's Saturday evening at Newport Football Club. Details of how to get the tickets and extra information. Yeah. Sorry, I'm tripping out. I've got a cold.
So, I know, Graham. I know. I mean, I should let you go home now, really, shouldn't I? Well, it's the smell of the Olbus oil that's doing it.
It is.
Yes, I need to open the studio door.
I put too much on, and now I'm suffering for it. but details on how to get tickets on What's on White, all this and much more can be found on much more What's on White, and we're always adding to the site, and we're always trying to do something different, and it goes on.
Fantastic. Thanks, Graham. As Graham said, all the info you need about all those events and more is on the website whatsonwhite.com, and for the movies you can even see the trailers for the films as well, so it's a really good site, so get down there. Meanwhile, I'll let Graham go off and get Vic's Vapor Rub. apparently my mum said that if you rub it into the soles of your feet it cures just about everything, so you might want to try that tonight.
What, including athlete's foot?
Yeah, but watch you don't slip down the stairs. All right, thanks, Grave.
Thank you. Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start. www.vectisradio.com.